APIs are now prime targets, making security a core concern in development. They're the pathways to back-end services, and attackers know it. Think of it as a constant push and pull. We're protecting crucial data, and security is our best defense. Staying ahead requires vigilance as the threat landscape evolves. Let's ensure our APIs remain secure. APIs, they're the new software battlefield. They handle most web traffic, about 83%. That's a huge attack surface, right? And it's growing. AI is speeding up API development, but that also means more potential vulnerabilities. Insecure default settings are a common way these creep in. It's a risk we need to manage. Authentication and authorization. That's the bedrock of API security. Authentication verifies identity, while authorization defines permissions. For public APIs, OAuth 2.0 plus OpenID. Connect is ideal. Services communicating internally? Mutual TLS or MTLS offers superior protection. API keys, on the other hand, present some challenges. Effective API security hinges on smart token management and rate limiting. If a refresh token gets compromised, rotating them minimizes potential damage. Also, invalidating tokens upon logout immediately cuts off active sessions. Rate limiting isn't just a simple on-off setting, it's a strategy. BOLA, or broken object level authorization, is huge. It's about ensuring users can only access the data they should. It's the most common API vulnerability because it's easily overlooked. The key is simple. Always double-check server-side that the requester owns the data. Broken authentication. That's where things get tricky. It's not about if someone gets in, but who they're pretending to be once they do. The big thing to remember here, authentication isn't something to build yourself. Lean on established, reliable libraries. And if you're using JWTs, be meticulous. They validate everything. The signature, the expiration date, the issuer, and the intended audience. It will save you headaches later. API 3, broken object property level authorization, is a tricky vulnerability. It's like leaving a back door open in your API, unintentionally exposing sensitive data. The root cause? Unfiltered. API responses. We're sending too much information. The solution is straightforward. Explicitly whitelist the fields included in your API responses. It's about controlling what gets out. Unrestricted resource consumption. It's a classic authorization vulnerability. Without strict limits, malicious actors can easily overload your system. Think about it. Pagination is essential. You wouldn't want a single API request dumping your entire database. Setting maximum file sizes is also critical. These restrictions protect against denial of service attacks and ensure fair resource allocation. Broken function level. Authorization, API 5, it's where things get interesting and risky. Think of it, a regular user accessing admin functions. The heart of it is unauthorized access. The key is separation. Admin functions need to be completely separate from user functions. Different doors, different permissions. Importantly, verify user roles with every function call, not just at login. That's how you prevent unwanted access. To protect your API from abuse, think of input validation as your first line of defense. It's like a discerning bouncer, ensuring every request adheres to strict rules. Enforcing OpenAPI or JSON schema validation on each request is key. Reject anything that falls outside the defined specifications. This keeps your API secure and reliable. Centralized security is a big win with an API gateway. It's like a bouncer for your APIs, handling authentication and rate limiting to block malicious traffic. You can also integrate a WAF for extra protection. Plus, having all your security logging in one place makes monitoring much easier. The key is to properly harden that gateway. API versioning becomes crucial as your APIs evolve. Maintaining backward compatibility is vital so existing applications don't break. Think of it like renovating your house. You want to keep the lights on while you're remodeling. Versioning is your hard hat, protecting everyone. You'll also want to clearly signal when older API versions are being retired. Sunset headers are great for this, giving developers a heads up. AI-generated APIs present some serious security gaps. Too many launch without even basic authentication, which is like leaving the front door unlocked. We're also seeing widespread issues with overly permissive EORS policies, essentially inviting anyone in. And without proper rate limiting, these APIs become easy targets for malicious attacks. It's a concerning trend. MCP security is critical because it governs how our AI connects to the outside world, and that connectivity introduces risk. A compromised MCP server could attempt to exfiltrate code and context. Data leaks are possible via tool call parameters if they aren't properly sanitized. We also need to be very careful with tool permissions. Overly permissive permissions can create vulnerabilities. The key to robust API security is building it directly into your CI/CD pipeline. Think of it as continuous security, not just a single checkbox. We can automate a lot of the heavy lifting. API security isn't a one-and-done task. It's ongoing, especially with AI generating new APIs all the time. Fresh security concerns emerge constantly. Strong authentication and authorization are essential to safeguard your resources. Think of it as defense in depth. Input validation, API gateways, and rate limiting create a strong, layered security approach. That concludes the presentation. I hope this has been insightful. I'm ready to answer your questions now. What areas would you like to explore further, or what specific challenges are on your mind? I'm happy to discuss anything related to this topic. Let's start the conversation.